For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosher. A couple hundred people gathered at the Missouri Capitol yesterday to protest the statewide stay-at-home order. Jacqueline Driscoll went to the rally where those in attendance say it's time to reopen businesses throughout the state.
There was no social distancing, and the gathering was much larger than 10 people. As protesters said, Governor Mike Parson should lift the statewide stay-at-home order and get Missourians back to work.
Governor's a coward. Where is he today? These are the people.
Some stayed in their cars, circling the state house, honking horns, while others stood holding signs that read, "Poverty kills people too," and "Freedom for Missourians."
Fake news or real news?
Men, women, and children of all ages stood close together, the majority not wearing masks. Security stayed along the outskirts of the crowd that gathered for about an hour. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Amidst the protests, Governor Parson said in a news conference that he thinks most businesses will be able to start reopening May 4th. He listed barbershops and restaurants as examples. The state of Missouri is suing China for that country's handling of the coronavirus outbreak. It's the first such lawsuit brought by a state, and as Frank Morris reports, it relies on an unusual interpretation of federal law.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, Republican, blames China for letting the coronavirus spread. So he's suing China, three Chinese government ministries, two local governments in Wuhan, where the outbreak began, two laboratories, and the Communist Party, all in U.S. District Court.
There's been untold suffering across the globe, including here in Missouri, and we want to hold them accountable for that.
The problem is China is a sovereign state and protected by sovereign immunity, which would mean that Missouri has no right to sue China, even in American courts. Schmidt says he thinks Missouri's lawsuit is valid on the claim that some entities he's going after are commercial enterprises or non-state actors. I'm Frank Morris.
Missouri was given approval yesterday to allow households relying on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to purchase food online. In Kansas City, Aviva Okas and Haberman has more.
The SNAP pilot allows recipients to purchase food online from Walmart or Amazon. This can save a trip to the grocery store for people concerned about their health. The pilot is up and running in six other states. A timeline for implementing the program in Missouri hasn't been announced. About 650,000 Missourians use SNAP. In a press release, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says getting the program started can be a challenge technically, and the federal government is providing states with assistance. I'm Aviva Okas and Haberman.
During a community briefing yesterday, Columbia Mayor Brian Treece said local hospitals will reopen to begin treating people who need non-emergent necessary clinical services. According to the Columbia Missourian, the hospitals want to treat more people without risking being overwhelmed by COVID-19 patients. I'm Sam Osher, KBIA News, Columbia.